leadership drives innovation. At the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, innovation is led by our Industry Advisory Committee. This group of individuals counsels, decides, and takes action to ensure we accomplish our mission. These are the Food Files. Let's step behind the scenes with board member Max McDermott.
I'm the owner of Divine Water, and we started this in 2003. Bought the property. It was an estate auction, and our business is all natural artesian water. I guess you can say I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. Papsy has so much going for it. Just to learn some of the things and the folks that are in FAPSI that can help you with designs, help you with equipment, help you with HACCP plans, the educational process of building a food business. All the tools are there. Sometimes you're too close to the forest to see the trees. You know, we don't realize what we have sometimes and what other people want. And FAPSI is one of those forests because it's unique. And we have it right here and we should utilize it more. I am just so tickled to be part of FAPSI because of what it's done for our area and for what it does for OSU and a lot of the folks that come out of there. I got appointed to the board because of the Speaker of the House at that time, Jeffrey Hickman. I glean so much from just going to the board meetings. You know, I really feel like there's so much knowledge there, so much history for the state of Oklahoma. And they do so much. I mean, I really feel fortunate to even be a part of being on that board. I'm in awe of some of the folks there, of what they have done for the state of Oklahoma. The number one goal for me, for FAPSI, would be to reach and educate young folks to become food-oriented in companies so that they can help the food industry in Oklahoma. I bring a perspective maybe different than the other committee members. Some of them have started their businesses from scratch. Some of them haven't. And I guess starting from the ground floor up is a struggle that maybe some of them haven't had to fight. But we all fight the same issues. The more folks that FAPSI touches, the better off the whole country's going to be because of what they know. I would encourage people that have heard about FAPSI or would like to know more about FAPSI to get online, learn about FAPSI and what it could actually do for you. FAPSI is not limited to water or mustards or hot dogs or anything. They will have a resource. If you have a question about almost anything, they will have a resource.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food industry. We are grateful for the leadership of individuals like Max McDermott for making that possible. For more information about FAPC or the Industry Advisory Committee, visit fapc.biz.